see your faces, but we will get through this and we will continue to do service as long as we need to online. So welcome everyone this morning. Let us open up with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, you remind us over and over in your word that you are always with us. You tell us not to fear and you draw us close into your presence. In you, Lord, is the only place we find refuge in the storms that surround us right now. You are the only place we can find peace and strength. So we ask you for your words of truth and power to strengthen us in our inner being. Thank you, Lord, for your word that says you give us the power to come out of this trial as gold. Thank you that this storm will not last forever, but we're only passing through. Thank you that nothing has taken you by surprise and that you will use this time of testing for good. Thank you, Lord, that you are victorious over every trouble and obstacle. Thank you that you have overcome sin and death and any evil that we might face today. And because of you, we too are overcomers. We too can have victory, and we can walk strong in your presence. I place this moment, my Heavenly Father, in your hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We do when we are together here. We do what I call intercessory prayer and what our church calls joys and concerns. So today I'd like to lead you in intercessory prayer. If you, where you are right now, will bow your heads and open your hearts to the word of prayer. Lord, we praise your holy name. You are our God in good times and in bad. You are our provider and our redeemer. We thank you because you walk with us through this valley of uncertainty. We thank you because when our courage starts to fall, your promises lift us up and set us on the right path, a path of hope and not of fear. Lord, we lift up to you all those that are struggling today, those that are needing a comforting word and a helping hand. We lift up to those that are in the front, giving care to the sick, and we pray for a mantle of protection over them. We pray that all that is needed for them to do their job in safety be made available to them. For those that are in isolation, let your word bring the inner healing that only you can give. Give them courage for every day, a blessing brand new every morning. May they feel your hand of mercy and grace over each one of them. For the rest of us that are standing on the sideline, burn your light in our hearts so that we will continue to pray without ceasing, continue to trust without doubt, and continue to exalt the name of Jesus over these difficult times. And it is with one voice, the Father, that we all claim, where you are right now, let's all pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
When you finally make your entrance to that city of jasper walls and bright golden avenues, just one request I make of you.
For today is 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. And it reads, "We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, my Lord and my Savior. Amen. Have you noticed when we encounter problems, our worst days have a way of making the future feel impossible? Somehow we just project today into the days ahead. Perhaps we wake up to a depression that makes our chest cave in, or a relationship on the verge of collapse, or pain in our bones that make the smallest movement almost impossible to perform. The thought of enduring for a lifetime or even another week can send us searching for an escape. We do not, however, need to know on our worst day how God will sustain us for a lifetime. We do not need to know even how he will sustain us tomorrow. What we need to know is that even with the mustard seed of faith, He will get us through today. And at this very specific time in our lives, all we can do is take it one day at a time. Not project ourselves into a week from now, into a month from now, into the summer. Not project ourselves into the calamities that we're listening to in the news, but project ourselves to today, just today. Take the day that is given to you. Rejoice in it. Be glad in it. We might think that God, the creator of life, earth, and stars, will be too busy to notice our days. Don't 1,000 years pass before him like a watch in the night? Psalms 90:4. But God's care for his world is as intricate as it is grand. He keeps inventory of every hair in our heads, Matthew 10:30. He catches every lament that we give, Psalms 139:4. He slows down to walk through every 24-hour period with each one of us so that we are never alone. Doesn't that blow your mind? It's just one of those things that is so amazing for me to understand. But this is where faith steps in. Even if I am at the parsonage and I am by myself, I am not alone. God is with me. And so is God is with you. And so he not only gives us promises that cover the extent of our lives, but also a precious few that meet us right now on our worst days and remind us that he will do for us today what he has done in the past. I'd like to remind you of some of those promises that he has given you. He will daily bear us up. Praise be to the Lord, to God our Savior, who daily bears our burdens, Psalm 68:19. Praise be to him because daily he bears our burdens. He knows where we are. He knows where we're going through. He is there. He is holding you up. Our salvation does not rest merely somewhere in the past. And at that first moment of repentance and faith, God did save us then, but as long as we are in this world, we need daily saving. Blessed be the Lord who daily bears us up, daily. The Old Testament is filled with stories of hard times, but also deliverance. A record is given not only for the sake of history and encouragement, but also for the sake of hope. And we find our hope fully fulfilled in the story of Jesus. I think Paul said it best in Romans 8:32. He who did not spare his son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? If Christ has carried our sins to the grave, will he not also carry us through today? He will carry you through today. If God has raised Jesus from the dead, will he not also raise our heads above today's high waters? Will he not part the Red Sea for some of us? Will he not stop the river from flowing? Will he not bring someone from the grasp of death? God is still able, and God is still with us, and God is with us every single day. Our sorrows can sometimes make today feel unbearable. And that is the point of this promise. When we meet the unbearable, God himself will bear us up. He said in Isaiah 46:4, even to your old age and gray hairs, I am he. I am he who will sustain you. I have made you. And I will carry you. I recite this verse often because I just see myself in it so much. 2, he will daily show you mercy. The steadfast of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:22 and 23. Some people, for all their good intentions, eventually withdraw when they find our sorrows to be deeper and more complex than they imagine, and at times greater than they can themselves handle. Even the best of friends sometimes grasp for sympathy at moments when we're not capable of giving it. But God's compassion never fails. His steadfast love never ceases. His mercies are new every morning. When I hear this promise, I naturally look outside my window and I see the calms of the clouds and the sun coming through the pines. I see the birds making their songs, and I am blessed just to be here and just to be able to take all that scenery in. So are you. You are blessed because you're here. You are blessed because you woke up, and the one that is next to you woke up with you. And if you are by yourself, you know that the Lord has watched over you all night. But Jeremiah wrote these words as the sun rose over a different scene. Men cut down in the streets, and he wrote in Lamentations 1:20, infants dead on their mother's bosoms. Lamentations 2:12, priests slain in the temple. Lamentations 2:20, my eyes fail from weeping. I am in torment within. My heart is poured out on the ground because my people are destroyed, because children and infants faint in the street of the city. Lamentation 2:11. How could Jeremiah look on such devastation and then speak of God's new mercies? Because the wreckage of our lives is never the final word about God's heart towards those who hope in him. And our hope is in him. Even when God disciplines us for our sins, mercy, not wrath, is the banner that trails behind each morning sun. Jeremiah knew it because God declared his mercy at Sinai, Exodus 34, 6 and 7. We know it because in Romans 5 and 8, God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Our dreams falter and fail. God does not. Our hearts grow weak. His steadfast love is from everlasting to everlasting. Our hopes rise and fall. God's mercies come at their appointed time every morning, and they will carry us through the day. 3, he will daily make you new, daily renew you. We do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4 and 16. Many of us will be content simply to know that God will get us through our worst days, that we'll come to the end of them still sane, still trusting in Christ. But God does not want us to stop there. He also wants us to know that no days endures in faith will be wasted. Even our most miserable days, when our outer self is wasting away, God is on his potter's wheel, shaping us, forming us. Our inner self is being renewed day by day. As with the new mercies Jeremiah proclaimed, our inner renewal is largely hidden from us in the moment. From the outside, we may feel like Paul, afflicted in every way, perplexed, persecuted, struck down, 2 Corinthians 4, 8 and 9. We are left looking like a city under siege. But even as body and mind are battered, God is at work on the inside, building something that would last forever. This light, momentary affliction which wreaks such havoc in our outer self, does something quite different to our inner self. As we keep our eyes on things unseen, 2 Corinthians 4:18, our afflictions become the furnace where God renews us and prepares us for an eternal weight of glory. Then there is morning and night. How shall we respond to such tireless love, such daily mercies? We can take our stand with the psalmist and say, "It is good to declare your steadfast love in the morning and your faithfulness by night." Psalms 92, 1 and 2. Every morning, look ahead and remember, God will show me a steadfast love today. And every evening, look back and declare his faithfulness. He is with you when you wake up. He is with you when you go to bed. And he is the watchman of your night. If you're in Christ, God will bear you up today. He will show you mercy. He will make you new. And when tomorrow comes, he will do it all again. Last week, I spoke of holding on to our faith. And I'd like to continue with that. I think that the one thing we have now that no one can take away from us, the one thing that will never be contaminated unless we let it go, will be the faith that we have in Jesus Christ. As we're approaching Palm Sunday and Easter, we don't know today how that will look. But remember that you are the church wherever you are at this moment. You are still able to pick up your Bible and you are able to pull out all the promises that God has made for you and recite them. Encourage yourself. Don't let yourself be overcome by everything that is being said and everything that is happening around us. We are people of faith. I don't know how and I don't know when, but this too will end and we will be stronger. We will be those that have known what calamity can do to this nation and how we stood up and overcome it. The only thing, the strongest thing that we can do today is pray. And I exhort you every day to find a moment and put yourself in prayer before the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, please strengthen our hearts and remind us to encourage one another when the troubles of life start to overwhelm us. Please guard our hearts from depression. Give us the strength to rise up each day and fight against the struggles which seek to weigh us down. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Taught me.
As we close this service, receive this blessing from the Lord. But if you can put the words of this hymn in your heart, that it is well with your soul, it will help you, it will encourage you, and it will bring to life the everyday comfort that God has for you. May God's word be in your heart. May God's word be on your lips. May God's word be in your touch. May God's word direct your feet. On this day and all your days to come, may God's word be the life you live. God bless you all. Have a safe week. Keep safe distance. And we're thinking and praying for you. Amen.